5 years later, Damien was visiting the jungle, hoping to find Queeby again. Who was he hoping to find? He was hoping to find Queeby again. Who was hoping to find Queeby again? Damien was hoping to find Queeby again. The 10-year-old male gorilla was living in the wild as a wild animal. Was he living in the city as a gentleman? No, he wasn't living in the city as a gentleman. He was living in the wild as a wild animal. Who was living in the wild as a wild animal? The 10-year-old male gorilla was living in the wild as a wild animal. Damien was wondering if he will remember him. What was he wondering? He was wondering if he will remember him. Who was wondering if he will remember him? Damien was wondering if he will remember him. He was thinking that the reunion could be hostile or it could be peaceful. Was he thinking the reunion would certainly be peaceful? No, he wasn't thinking the reunion would certainly be peaceful. He was thinking the reunion could be hostile or it could be peaceful. Queeby was not only recognizing Damien, he was greeting him with hugs. Was Queeby recognizing Damien? Yes, Queeby was recognizing Damien. Was he only recognizing Damien? No, he wasn't only recognizing Damien, he was also greeting him with hugs. He was looking in Damien's eyes with intensity and love. How was he looking in Damien's eyes? He was looking in Damien's eyes with intensity and love. Damien was feeling completely safe. How was he feeling? He was feeling completely safe. Who was feeling completely safe? Damien was feeling completely safe. In a video recorded during their reunion in the African jungle, Damien was passing leaves from his mouth to Queeby's. What was he passing from his mouth to Queeby's? He was passing leaves from his mouth to Queeby's. The gorilla wasn't trying to kill the much weaker Damien. Was he trying to kill the much weaker Damien? No, he wasn't trying to kill the much weaker Damien. Instead, he was tenderly wrapping his arms around his old friend and holding him gently. What was he wrapping his arms around? He was wrapping his arms around his old friend. Was he holding him roughly? No, he wasn't holding him roughly. He was holding him gently. On the other side of the planet, Bill Wilkinson was living the life of a thug. What kind of life was he living? He was living the life of a thug. Who was living the life of a thug? Bill Wilkinson was living the life of a thug. Was he living the life of a thug in Kenya? No, he wasn't living the life of a thug in Kenya. He was living the life of a thug on the other side of the planet. For nearly 10 years, Bill was serving as Imperial Wizard of the Invisible Empire of the Knights of the KKK. Who was serving as Imperial Wizard of the Invisible Empire of the Knights of the KKK? Bill was serving as Imperial Wizard of the Invisible Empire of the Knights of the KKK. From 1975 to 1984, Bill was stirring up racial hatred. What was he doing from 1975 to 1984? From 1975 to 1984, Bill was stirring up racial hatred. He was insisting all Klansmen should carry guns, knives, and clubs. Was he insisting all Klansmen should carry roses and chocolates? No, he wasn't insisting all Klansmen should carry roses and chocolates. He was insisting all Klansmen should carry guns, knives, and clubs. he was organizing camps to train clan members for a coming race war. Why was he organizing camps? He was organizing camps to train clan members for a coming race war. He even was brainwashing young children into the ways of the KKK. Who was he brainwashing into the ways of the KKK? He was brainwashing young children into the ways of the KKK.